Welcome to the Gym Lords Podcast, where we talk to real gym owners and share their stories, their trials, and what's working for them right now. To apply to be a guest on this podcast, click the link in the description. Hope you enjoy and subscribe.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of the Gym Lords Podcast. I will be your host today. My name is JJ Hernandez, and joining us on the show today is a very special guest. It is the one and only Lauren with Unite Fitness out of New York. Lauren, what is going on? Happy Wednesday. How are you feeling today?
I am feeling great. Thank you for having me. This is exciting, you know, to get here and to talk a little bit more about my business and, you know, and especially a small town like Mayapak, New York, and how we can grow in different things that I have done and where I want to come and be in the future.
Yeah. Business. Yeah. 100%. We're definitely excited to have you on, Lauren. And we're definitely ready to dive right into the nitty gritty of what you have going on here with Unite for Fitness. But first, what we want to do here is give you the floor so you can give the viewers a little perspective.
Okay.
So in your own words, Lauren, how would you describe Unite for Fitness and what you guys do?
Well, we are a small fitness group fitness boutique. So we cater through all the group fitness classes that you would get at a typical gym with everything else, but we took that fitness studio and we just took it straight out, and that's all we do is those group fitness classes and personal training, some one-on-ones on different things. We do incorporate a lot of stuff with balance, core stability, and even dance, and I have a big dance background, and I've started it since I was a kid, when I was like 4 years old. It's something that I loved. I got into fitness in my teens, kind of got away from it a little bit. After my second child, I got back into doing, took a dance fitness class, and I'm like, oh, I could do this. This is like right up my alley. And I started that way. And so from there, it kind of grew and evolved and went a whole lot more. Got licensed, started teaching a month later, and my husband's a physical therapist. They had a gym that was attached to there. So I started doing group, you know, doing the dance fitness classes there. And I was like, I want to do more. I really want to expand. But at that time, I was like kind of stuck. Well, he was moving out of that, and he's like, hey, look, I'm going to be leaving this place, so you need to go find another place. And he helped me find another location that I could start classes at. And at that time, I was like, now is the time to start to grow and do different things. And I was still looking for a little bit more of a permanent location that I was just renting at a dance studio to teach these classes. And so I really wanted to bring along a yoga instructor, a Pilates instructor, get licensed in different things and really start growing, because I knew also I didn't want to be just that dance fitness studio. I wanted it to be more. I wanted to really incorporate just all different kinds of kind of fitness abilities and everything, and just not cater to one type of particular person. I wanted to expand it out to a little bit more. So what happened is that I was probably at that dance studio for about a year, and one of my clients was like, I have a space if you're interested. And I was like, absolutely. Well, this happened to be a very good transition for me and where I wanted to go at that time, because her husband was a chiropractor, Dr. Peter Gorman, and he actually does a lot with a company called MicroGate. I don't know if you ever heard of them, but they make gait and timing technologies. They work tons of with big sports. They're based out of Italy. This was MicroGate USA that he worked for, but it's based out of Italy. Working with him, it was a fantastic journey, and to learn so much more about balance, about gait, about the technology on how to use. I was able to use, through dance, we created programs for me to help people with that had strokes and rehabilitate them to start walking again. Just by like doing step touch, getting their balance, their coordination, their timing. And then we would put them on the technology and see the improvements and be able to show where they improved from the seven differentials that's in your gait cycle. So parameters of your gait cycle, I should say. So with that, taking that into aspects of everything else, I was able to take that and all the classes that I wanted to bring into our fitness studio were classes that were going to incorporate balance training, gait training, timing, coordination, to really incorporate, because there are so many studies that have been done that a 53-year-old woman should be able to balance with their eyes closed for like 10 to 15 seconds, or it can show early signs of leading to an earlier death. It helps prevent Alzheimer's, dementia, and everything. So through dance is a whole bunch with a cognitivity. Rewind that. Getting a little bit sidetracked here. From the brain to the body connection and how that can improve. So if you work the train the brain, you're going to train your body through movement. You can train the brain back and forth. So we really engaged that and brought that up and into the bigger realm to everything we do. So our classes, we have Pilates, we teach Zumba, we teach other dance fitness classes as well. We are also bringing on La Blast very shortly, which is created by Louis Van Amstel from Dancing with the Stars. So if people are familiar with him, so we're bringing that program in too. We do also, have yoga. We do something called Piloxing, which is Pilates, boxing, and dance. So it has standing Piloxing in it. So it can create and helps you with your balance very, very well in core strength. Then we do all of our other classes, which would be total body sculpts and HIIT classes and everything else. And every single one of those classes has some balance, coordination, and timing incorporated in them. From that being there, working with him, I was growing a little bit bigger. The space I was in was only like 700 square feet. And at this time I was growing. And at this time I did take on business partners back in the day. And what happened was that we were looking for a new location. My business partner, Tina, and I were just driving. We looked up and we're like, oh, there's a place that's saying for rent. We walked in. We're like, this is perfect. We got it, and now that's where we are in our current location, and that was 2016. Sorry to say, as a rumbling things, 2 years go by, things were going great, things were building. Our other business partner that we had at that time, there was an incident. He was an older gentleman, and he was supposed to be more of a silent business partner, but he had an incident with a client, and we had a thing, and then we actually bought him out at that time. So then Tina and I took over to that, and as we moved on. With the pandemic hitting and a couple of different things in Tina's personal life, she has had to step away for the past like year and a half to 2 years. The struggles, life, family, this, that, money not coming in as much and everything else. She was just like, I need to step away to be with my family and do other stuff. So being that said, I'm happy to say that she is going to be coming back and starting to teach a couple of classes again. So we are really excited about that. The clients are really excited about that. So our business model here has turned into being just for everybody incorporated, but it has turned and geared towards also building towards a woman's physique, women's bodies, things they need, and active aging as they get older, osteoporosis, things like that to have to do with. It's all of our classes are for long, lean muscle. So if that's what you're looking really to gain, then you're going to really kind of go into this is a place to be. So basically that's kind of us in a nutshell. We do use a lot of dance techniques and jazz things incorporated in all our stuff. So
I love that. I love that. And so let's dive right into it here. I mean, so Lauren, how many members are you serving currently?
Currently a lot less prior to the pandemic. So I would have to say we're around 100, a little bit more, give or take, or what's going on. We do hybrid since the pandemic. We do virtual and in studio simultaneously, which is fabulous because a lot of our clients also, some of them were older and they didn't want to come back. So once they learned how to do the virtual, they decided they still wanted to come home, be home.
Gotcha.
And that's another thing that we found out through the pandemic. And I actually was talking to one of my other friends who owns another fitness studio up the line. And her and I were talking one day and we were like, it is so hard after the pandemic for people to want to get back into it. And the biggest thing that we hear is that, oh, I gained so much weight, or I'm so out of shape, I'm afraid to start it again. All I'm doing is walking, and all I'm doing is this and that. I mean, and the people that we speak to, of course, we turn them into coming back in and this and that, but it's the ones that are out there and hesitant to actually reach out and do everything to grab into. So it's kind of interesting that we're both seeing the same thing with clients that were here maybe previously that says, oh my God, I'm so out of shape. I'm so embarrassed to come back. I don't want to be seen doing this. And they don't want to do it at home either because they don't like it, or they have kids and they have noise and they have jobs, or they're on virtual all day for work. So they're not engaged to want to do it, or they don't have the push to do it on demand, because we offer on demand as well. So, I mean, we have many choices for them to take advantage of it, but they're not taking it as advantages as they were before. Yeah. I mean, prior to the pandemic, we had like 250, 200. So, you know, up and down during each season, who goes on hold and this and that and everything. But where it's building that back up. And as really just right now is when I'm starting to see the boom of everybody starting to get back in. I think people were, especially in this area, there was a lot of hesitancy and everything, and especially in New York, for people to really start jumping and diving right into it. And now, since a lot more people are out and about and they're doing more things and they're just tired of staying home, they're coming more into the gym, the fitness studios, and those aspects as well. I can't talk. Sorry.
Gotcha. I gotcha. And so now for you guys, I think every gym is unique, right? And your studio is probably unique here as well. So what works well for you to get new people through the door or interested?
Well, we do have a lot of word of mouth. And in the past, we used to do a lot of events that we used to bring other people in outside doors. We'll do like paint night. We'll do social night. We'll do, you know, vendor night. We'll do a bunch of different things that brought people outside of the area in to our studio that might have not noticed, but we'll be advertising on, you know, Mayapak local groups. We actually advertise a lot on our local groups and our local channels to get out there on Facebook and everything. And that's where we get a lot of pull. That and word of mouth is really, really big. We are doing more. We were doing a little bit less through everything. As I said, I was doing a lot on my own for a while, so I was bogged down to get things up and running as well. You know, I have two kids as well. I have one just went to college, and yeah. Wow. So, and I have another 13-year-old son. So, I mean, and that's another thing with all the, we have a great group of people that, and clients that are here, they're fabulous and so supportive, and they really were the encouragement for us to stay open through the pandemic, because they are moms, they are business people, they are hard worker people, and we were their sanity. We were their escape, the ones that stayed. They're like, thank you so much for being open and staying open, because if it wasn't for you guys, we would not be able to make it through. And that's an inspiration to us, to have us to keep going and fighting. Because as I said, we are a small group fitness studio. We aren't large. And there's so many of them that got shut down during the pandemic. So the fact that we were able to pull through with everything was really a feat in itself. But, you know, we did cut a lot of our classes back during the pandemic also, for the fact that people weren't taking as many, or they wanted earlier times, so that later time slot was gone, because they wanted a 5-6 o'clock class. They didn't want that 7-8 o'clock class. And now, since people are all going back more into the workforce, we're adding those classes back on. So it opens up to a lot more people that are able to come back into the facility where before they might have not, for the past few years as well. So our schedule is changing for fall, where we're incorporating more stuff for more people to come in, and more events are happening. So that's good, because that'll drive up the business again, as we did before.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%. And so I know you said you're not at, you know, peak numbers as you speak right now, right? You've been higher,
right?
But let's say, hypothetically speaking here, leads, traffic, clients, all these things were unlimited here. Mm. I mean, how much higher could you go? How much higher would you want to go?
I probably can go up to another 200 more, due to the fact that we More actually, because that's a lie. I probably can do more because we do virtual simultaneously. So if we can reach more virtual clients, that will also benefit us. So it's getting more of that virtual word out and getting that virtual client clientele really in with the group fitness in studio. Because since we do both at the same time, the energy of the class drives what's happening. People are watching at home, they can actually feel it. So I've been told. So I've been told by them, our excitement and everything else and the energy of the class to have them enjoy it. And of course, you know, the camera's basically focused on the instructor, so it's not so distracting with people in the background either. But it's like being in the class. So they really enjoy that. And I think that if we can engage more of those virtual clients, we can go up to as many as we want. That's, you know, 300 people, you know, just in one class if we wanted to. So in the studio alone, right now, we're doing a max of 15 spots and 16 for the instructor. Before we would, prior to pandemic, we had like 22, 23 per class, 25 certain classes, depending if you had a mat or not. You know, I've had up to 30 before, but I usually don't like to get it up that high because we as instructors can't pay attention to everybody's in the class, do self-correction, you know, do correction and everything like that, because we can't focus on everybody all at once when a class is that large. So having the little bit smaller classes does help us tremendously, giving a better quality of a fitness class than just throwing everybody in as well.
I love that. I love that. I think that's so important. And so now I'm going to ask a little bit of a longer winded question here.
Okay.
And bear with me on this one here. If you need me to repeat anything, by all means, just let me know.
Okay.
So in the fitness and gym industry, what we use pretty predominantly are going to be three pillars of business, right? It's going to be your lead generation, mm-hmm. which is your marketing, your acquisition, which is your sales. And then you have your retention and ascension, which is keeping your clients longer, but getting them to buy more from you in that process.
Yes.
So of those three, where do you feel like you could improve the most?
Probably more on leads. For getting people acquisition and getting them to say, the minute they come in here, everybody that's, I want to say everybody, there has been a few, you know, because there's always a few, but almost everybody that's taken our class with us has stayed for a while. Some turn into lifers, some turn into 6 months to a year, depending on what their schedule is with work and life and everything else. But they usually commit to us because they come in, they feel so welcomed. They feel like it's a big community. Everybody gets along. You know, everybody makes everybody else feel comfortable. It's fun. That's another thing. I don't want my clients to hate fitness. I want them to love fitness. So we want them to come in here and feel like they're going to get a great workout. They're going to be happy. Sometimes they're not even going to feel like they're working out, but they're going to get the best overall for them. With that being said, my instructors alone, the people that I hire, have that same mentality, which is great to have. They're not just here to press play and teach a class. They're here to take care of the clients. So they will make the clients feel welcome and cared for. So with that, the clients are like, oh, this is great. Someone has interest in what I'm doing. They're pre-asking me if I have any injuries. They're taking note of everything that I'm doing. But they're not making me feel uncomfortable the way they're doing it. You know, we'll go up side to side to say, hey, you know, be like, if you do this, you'll have less of a chance of cause injury. Let's get this correction. Da, 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 da. If I feel or we feel that they need a little extra personal training that'll help them, we talk them through that this is going to benefit you. You come to us, we're going to work with you. You're going to get the most out of your fitness regime if you come to us and we work on your technique. Because, you know, without the technique and the correction, they're never going to get the best workout that they possibly can get. So with that care that we give, the staying is not the problem. Getting them to grab other stuff and benefit from it is really not the problem. Of course, you're going to have some of the sticklers. They're going to stick right in their lane. They're going to have a hard time breaking out. But that's where we each flow from class to class, and the classes can flow to build up. You have from beginners to advanced. You can be in any class and just take a class. And I think that's a great way also for the on-demand. If I have a client that's like, I'm not sure about this class, I can go here, watch the on-demand video, see if you like it, see if it's something that's going to interest you. Try some of the stuff at home, see if you're able to do it. Then we can work on with you with it and this and that. And it gets them comfortable to say, oh, I kind of know what's going on before I get into that class, what I'm going to expect. So with all that being said, I would have to say leads are our biggest drawer in our area. I think they're the hardest. We have a lot of different fitness studios. And, you know, of course, not everybody likes a particular thing. Not everybody's going to like a regular typical gym. Not everybody's going to like to lift heavy weights. Not everybody's going to like to take group fitness classes. Not everybody is going to like to take a CrossFit. People are going to like different things. There's a multitude of things that I'm sure each one of these things do, but it's getting the word out, getting them to grasp, and at least try. Once you try, that's the best thing to do. You know what I mean? So it's getting the hesitancy out of people to get back through the doors, especially now.
Yeah. I think that's so true. I think that's probably one of the biggest things for any gym owner, you know? And I think it, as easy as it may sound, it's not an easy feat, you know?
No. I think it's like knowing your market too, but being able to think outside of the box and jump outside of the box, not staying directly in that box sometimes. Sometimes we have to go out and do other stuff to bring other stuff in. You know, like we're going to probably start doing like semi-private trainings, like we had way in the past, bring that back, you know, with different trainers and different things, just to bring different aspect in to what we're doing now. And always just to do different things. I mean, I've worked in sports conditioning before as when I worked with Mike O'Kate and all that and different trainings, like I could take that and do that as well through the things that I do. So like there, even though that's not 100% where I stay, but if I put a program together, I could have that program. So it is just about, you know, finding a way to keep it innovative all the time.
Yeah, you know? Which is probably one of the hardest things to do as well, but I agree. And so now, last two questions for you here. You know, what's the bigger picture for you? What are you trying to accomplish long term?
Long term, I would still love to just keep doing what I'm doing by giving back to the community of the health and fitness that we're getting and the sanity that you get out of working out, but grow more so we touch more people and more things. We also have host a lot of dance programs here, so we have that as well. I do a lot of special needs programs that I have come in that I work with.
Love that.
Yeah, which is fabulous. I mean, I love working with them. I also work with preschoolers and do dance with them, dance fitness and incorporating fitness for children. Growing out into reaching more into those aspects as well, branching out into those categories to bring more people in on those levels from the younger age to the upper age. I really want to touch from everybody from the age of 3 all the way up to 99, if you can. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like if I can reach all of them and bring them out and then gain and build and make people feel better in their lives, that's my ultimate goal. I think with this, of course, it's to grow. Of course, it's to make money. Of course, it's to be bigger and to be bigger, better. I think in any business, that's your aspect to keep going and keep growing. But I think also that I don't want to ever lose that community, that connection, that growth, that inspiring someone. Hey, now I want to be a fitness instructor. Hey, now I want to make this part of my life. You inspired me. You made me grow and made me love this, you know, or to get someone to be able to stand up again from out of a chair without having thing get off the floor, to be able to walk, to be able to balance, to, you know, all those things to help people grow and get in the community. That's really my ultimate goal, because that's what I love to do. I love to help people. I love to sometimes I help people too much and I need to step back and give some time to myself, but even in my personal life, but it's just my personality. Like I'm, you know, I'm have very, a lot of empathy for people. I can take them under my wing. I can make them get to be able, their bodies to be able to do stuff that they couldn't do before. Some people need verbal correction. Some people need visuals. Some people need hands on, and knowing which techniques to use to help them to get that corrective form, to help them to be able to move, to help them to, if that their goal is to be able to dance, to help their goal, if it's to be able to walk again, whatever those goals are, connecting with them in a way to better their lives, their daily lives. You know,
I love that. I love that. And I got one last question for you, my favorite question.
Sure.
And I'm curious to see your answer here.
Okay.
Lauren, if you could go back in time to when you first started the gym, sit yourself down with the knowledge you have now and give yourself that one piece of advice you think you really needed to hear when you first started, what would that advice be for you?
Oh, well,
she was ready for that question.
Yeah. So there's a few. One is probably not be so trustworthy of other people.
Okay.
You know,
it's big.
Yeah, it's big. You know, you, and especially in the business aspect of this and that, like you go out of your way and you put faith in other people as they put faith in you, because, or they look like they're putting faith in you for it, just to basically advance themselves or this and that. And that's why I'm very particular of what instructors I hire and this and that, and who I want to bring into the studio and how they want to take care of my clients. Also being said that, it's, oh, I just had the other one on the top of my head and now it just disappeared. So that aspect there, what was the other one? Trustworthy and not listening for too much people's advice, or thinking that people, not listening to yourself when you have the intuition to drive yourself. If I didn't listen to myself and I was listening to everybody else, when we had to gone in New York, they were turning everything off the day on that Monday where they were like, nope, you can't have classes anymore, you have to close down by 7 o'clock. I was, from doing my research, going online and everything else, researching what's going on in every other parts of the world, the country, the state, United States, this and that, what are other governments doing in each part, to know, oh wait, they might shut us down, they might hold us back, what are other people doing, other businesses doing, oh, they're going virtual, well, you know what, I need to have my virtual setup before this happened. So I had gotten that virtual setup. I did a trial run that Sunday, and all of a sudden Monday, boom, we were shut down. So, and I was ready to go. We just went simultaneously right into virtual. So we were able to keep a lot of clients for a long time because everything, just the whole class schedule went virtual. Instructors came in here by themselves. They taught the class virtually. They went home. We were all up and running, decent quality. Our quality got better as we got more stuff because it was rushed in the beginning, and tested things out. But if I listened to everybody else, oh no, we're going to have weeks before they shut us down, this and this and that, don't worry, and everything else, we would have never been up and running. I would have been like every other gym that was out there that didn't have that transition, that just shut their doors and had it for 6 weeks, 8 weeks, 6 months, no virtual classes, and didn't take advantage of that. And I think that sometimes you need to listen to yourself and not others who think they know what's best as well. So you have to use your intuition and follow it sometimes, and not be scared to follow it. I think in the past, I might have been scared to follow my intuition to know what was right. And it's held us back, held me back to grow things, to try new things and stuff. So as I got older and, you know, more mature with having this for since 2014, that's what I've learned. You know, sometimes you got to take the risk. Sometimes you got to put the right foot forward. Otherwise, if you don't do that or step out of the box, you probably won't be able to see any advantage of it if you keep just staying put. So those are two things. One, don't trust everybody. Two, trust yourself.
There we go, Lauren. Talk about a mic drop of an answer there. It's a good place to wrap things up on this episode. But before we sign out, please shout out your Facebook, Instagram, website, anything you have. Where can people find out more about you?
Yeah, Facebook is at Unite, the number 4, Fitness. Website is www.unite4fitness.net. Instagram is the same, at Unite4Fitness. And anything else you said? Oh, and we use Wellness Living, so you can find us on Wellness Living. If you ever want to try a free virtual class.
There we go. Lauren, we absolutely appreciate your time and contribution to the podcast. I look forward to seeing what you can accomplish down the road. If you don't mind sticking around for 2 more seconds, just so I know how you're going to get the podcast, I'd appreciate it.
Yes.
Just going to sign everybody else out over here. Okay.
All right. Perfect. Thank you.
Awesome. And to everybody else who tuned in today, we appreciate you as well. Don't forget, if you want to be notified about future episodes, hit that like and subscribe button. And if you want to come in, join us and talk about your fitness business, click the link in the description, fill it out, and our team will be in touch with you very, very soon. And as always, till next time, Gym Lords out.
Thank you for listening to this interview, but don't go anywhere. We still have 2 more incredible interviews coming right up inside this episode. But if you're a gym owner that's looking to get more clients, keep them longer, and make more money, head to the link in the description of this podcast and schedule a free, leave your credit card at home consultation with one of our business consultants. You see, here at Gym Launch, we've helped over 4,000 gym owners across the world increase their sales, take home more money, and build the business of their dreams. And it simply starts with a phone call. Click on the link in the description of this podcast to schedule your call today. Now, let's head into the next interview.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Gym Lords Roundtable. I will be your host today. My name is Brooke. Joining me on the show is Mark from Anytime Fitness in Wake Forest, North Carolina. Welcome to the show, Mark. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. Excited to have you here for the roundtable to kind of dive in and talk about the sales process that you guys have going on over there at your location. But really, before we dive into the roundtable here and get super in depth, I kind of want to know, like, can you give us an elevator pitch, I guess, of your location, Anytime Fitness, so that way the people listening to this really grasp your business model?
Sure. So Anytime Fitness has one of the, I would say, worldwide well-known brands. We have a little purple Running Man, and whenever anybody sees that Running Man, they know that that is Anytime Fitness. So our Anytime Fitness in Wake Forest, we offer personal training, one-on-one, group trainings. We offer trainings for the elderly to help them stretch. We also have a regular gym, which is just your equipment and your dumbbells and machines, which is downstairs. We have cardio system upstairs because our gym is 2 stories. And yeah, we just, with 24-hour access, it's what do you say? It's anytime.
Yeah. So what is the square footage of your space? Because it sounds like a lot bigger than any of the locations that I've been to myself.
It's around 4,600 square feet.
Okay.
So we have an upstairs and we have a downstairs.
Nice. Yeah. I've been to some like here in the Orlando area that are a lot smaller than that.
Yes. We have express ones, which are usually just cardio machines and stuff too. It comes at a little cheaper rate, but that's for you just wanting to be in and out.
Okay. Got it. All right. So obviously already said this, we're here to talk about the sales piece. So I kind of want to just like clarify, what would you like, what's your general feeling toward like the word sales, like in this industry?
I represent sales more towards the customer. So you are in this business to make sure that the customer is getting what they want in what they're purchasing. And that comes with sales in purchasing a gym membership. So I need to make sure that they know that they can have personal training added into their membership, that they can have a month-to-month membership. They can have an 18-month membership or a 12-month membership. We offer a eVault scan, which is a full body scan, so people can get their starting point if they would like. Just really selling our gym as the one-stop shop to continue your fitness journey.
Mm-hmm. I like that perspective. And I think that's where like a lot of fitness businesses go wrong. They try to sell the potential client on the gym itself rather than like how the gym could help them. And so I really like the personalized approach. I love the eVolt scanner in body or whatever people use, and like using that and leveraging that as a way to show, like literally show these people like, oh, well, you know, our personal trainers could help you get from X to X. So I love that. So right now you obviously have like people, like trainers. Are the trainers the one who sell, or do you have front desk people, or how does that work?
So my front desk manager and my trainers are all kind of on the same page. When you come into the gym to sign up for a membership, you get a complimentary personal training session, which will include the eVolt scan as well. It gives you a starting point, and it also gives you a chance to sit in front of our trainer and tell them what your wants, your needs, and your goals are. So they kind of work together. So it would go from my front end manager. She would set up an appointment for them to have a fitness consultation. And my trainers would just go from there. They throw them on the eVolt machine, gives a great printout. I have three male trainers and one female trainer, and they're just so knowledgeable. It's unreal. I'll sit back and I'll listen to them talk to my customers, and I'm like, I can't even pronounce any of the words that you just said, but you know, it makes sense to the customer.
Yeah, of course. So, okay. So you have like your front desk, like person, your manager, and then you have the trainers, and the trainers are really like working with the client through that free session. And then like kind of that consultation process, essentially to get them to convert to either their membership or more personal training sessions.
Yes. Also it's, if they are new to the gym, my personal trainers will take them around the gym and answer any questions that they have to use the machines as well.
Yeah, that's awesome, because I know for sure a lot of people are super intimidated by the idea of joining a gym like that, where it's like tons of equipment and they don't know how to use it. Mm-hmm. So I like that. So let's talk kind of take a step back here. And what are you currently doing to make sure that like your leads actually show up for appointments in the gym with their first free session with the trainer or their consultation or whatever?
Our Anytime Fitness systems have a lot of shout outs through either text messages or emails or phone calls. They're very well in their processes to make sure that the customer, whenever they make an appointment online, is contacted every day to a certain amount, not enough to annoy, but enough to try and pursue them to come into the gym. My managers and my training managers are the same. They'll get numbers when they see leads come through the computer. All starts with either online, somebody clicking on the site, somebody entering an online walkthrough. So they want to come to the gym, which gets set up through my manager, and they set up a time. Probably takes about 15 minutes for them to walk through the gym. If one of my trainers is there, they will pop in and say hello so they can get a face to a name. Again, more or less of just emailing or calling. A lot of marketing, flags out in front, promoting businesses around the area, new businesses, throwing that little purple running man around everywhere. So yeah.
Yeah. Got it. I really like the fact that you said you have like touch points with the text and the emails and stuff like after the lead inquires, because we could have leads all day, but if we're not following up with them, people just aren't motivated to just show up.
Exactly. Like, we have a binder that's set up in our computer for references. So if somebody, or prospects, as you say, prospects. So when there's a new prospect, it's put into our system, name, date, when they're going to come in. And if they don't show up, it's highlighted in different colors. I always tell my guys, write in a reason of why, so we can figure that out later. Either it's gym shopping or no time or money or whatever. That way I can look at it at the end of the month. And I go with my managers and I go, okay, August is over. Let's go to August 1st. We're going to start at the top of the list and we're going to email all these people back or contact them one more time. We're just going to give them one more time. Mm-hmm. And usually it's a 50-50 shot. Some say, oh yeah, I forgot I'll come in. Some say I've already found another gym, or, you know, it's, you can't not let it dwell and not recontact people. I know there's a lot of companies out there that just contact people, and then you're annoyed and you don't want anything to do with them. So we just do it one more time and then we leave you alone.
Okay. So are you like, what's your reasoning behind that? Like, I know that you said you don't want to annoy people, but like, to be honest, like if you're only reaching out to them one more time, like if they had something going on in their life and you reach out to them one more time and they see it in their email, they might not respond, but that doesn't mean that they still wouldn't be interested. So like, why is it that you do that?
Because the first time that they're contacted, they are set up, they're contacted through a week. So the first day is either a text message.
like a week, like they're reached out to for like a week steady.
Yeah, for a week, because that's what Anytime Fitness has. Yeah. So it's not like we reach out to them once and then one more. So okay. I'm sorry, I was trying to explain before. So every day is set up in Anytime Fitness. You could set it up yourself with this franchise. One day can be text, the next day can be text and email, the next day can be call, the next day can be text, whatever. So that's what I mean. So they have, since the second that they touch that our website or put in for a prospect, they are now marketed for that whole week through Anytime Fitness.
Okay.
And if they come in, that gets turned off because then they're changed into a member or they're changed into, you know, not interested or any of that stuff. Okay. And then at the end of the month, that's when we try one more time to kind of reach out to that person and say, hey, it's been a month. You know, are you still interested? What are you thinking? What can we do? How can I get you in here? That sort of thing. So now it's not just twice. It's probably 7 or 8 times and then one more time the next month.
Do they remain like on an email list where they get like, not like emails asking them to come in, but like promotional stuff, like promotions, events, like do they still get that type of information from you or no, not at all?
Yes. Anytime Fitness has what's called a blast campaign. So what we do is whenever I generate a lead, it's added to that campaign. So they're still shown stuff every couple of weeks, or if I have something going on in the gym, or if Anytime Fitness does their $1 enrollment fee, like they see that as well. So they're still getting updated on things as well.
Yeah, I like that. Mm-hmm. I like that because like I said earlier, like somebody could have just had something going on, and I've seen it before, like where somebody literally ignores me for like 2 months and then, hey, like I want to come in now. I'm like, oh, finally, the emails I've been sending are paying off. And I go as far as like, I literally go as far as like having my staff or me like take videos of ourselves, like, hey, Mark, it's Brooke over at Afterburn, like personalized stuff.
Yeah.
And like just keeping that point of contact open. Like sending them nurturing information. We send like recipes and stuff like that.
We do the same thing. Yeah.
So it helps.
My name is always attached to it. So they just see my name and owner. That way it's not like staff member or whatever. So I put my name on everything. Because if somebody needs to contact me, they get my personal email address. So they come right through me.
Sweet. Once you get the people in the front door, how many of them would you say you're closing out of 10?
I would say six or seven.
Six or seven.
Mainly people are coming in. They either, from what I've seen, they either come in and they already know they want their membership, so they're ready to go. They take the gym tour. They love it. They come in and they sign up. Or they are gym shopping, because in the Wake Forest area is really, because it's right by Raleigh, North Carolina. So it's really inundated with other gyms, such as like Planet Fitnesses, O2s, Rex Fitness. There's a lot of competition gyms around. There's a lot of CrossFit gyms around. So we're all kind of fighting for these people. And, you know, when they come in, it's the sales. It's who is talking to them. And it's going to be my front end manager who is trained to not let them leave. And again, it's what can I do for you to sign up today? Is it money? Is it time? You know, what can I do for you?
Yeah. So, you know, you said like 6 out of 10, 7 out of 10, mm-hmm. somewhere in there. 60% is industry average. Like 60% mm-hmm. conversion rate is industry average. What do you feel like you can do, Mark, to increase that and make it even above the 60% industry average conversion rate?
Force them on the ground, take their wallet out, swipe the credit card, call it a day. You know, that's tough. With this day and age, some people are very hard-headed in what they want to do. And they've already kind of known walking into the gym. Am I going to sign up here? Am I not? Why is it referred? Do I know people? Is it clean? Can I go anytime? Is it busy all the time? So they already have in their mind if they're going to sign up or not. Like you said, the 60%, I think, is still great.
It is.
We have a very low attrition rate of like 3%. So we don't lose a lot of people every month, but it's different from when there's a gym in the middle of nowhere to when there's a gym in the middle of 11 other gyms and there's so many more options. So standing out is one of the main things that I like. First impressions are the best. They walk into this gym, my guys clean this gym twice a day. Like that is huge to me. Like it's gotta be clean. That first impression, that's really gonna tell somebody if they want to be in the gym or not.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think like from the sounds of it, you have an awesome service. And yeah, there might be a lot of competition in your area, but you're the best one, right?
100%.
Okay. So it's a matter of like, we need to get the community and the potential clients to see that, if they come join us, they're probably going to see better results because we have the staff there to help them, you know, reach their goals than they would at, you know, one of these bigger clubs that have $10 memberships mm-hmm. and no PTs on staff. Mm-hmm. So it is a different experience. And I definitely have heard that before. I mean, like, there are some markets that are getting super saturated, but I mean, if we're the best one, we really have an advantage. We can stand out. So I appreciate your perspective and kind of hearing from you, you know, more in depth about your sales process. Last question that I have for you here is like, hypothetically, like you have this perfect sales process and, you know, you're having like an 80, 90% conversion rate. What comes next? Like, where does your focus shift from here?
Are you meaning in like keeping memberships or are you meaning just like in life general?
Like, I mean, I guess like as a business owner in life.
I think one of my, I mean, a goal is after this gym is to be a multi-club owner. I'm looking to maybe purchase a couple other clubs and kind of turn them into what I've, you know, made this club and what the previous owner has made into this club. Mm-hmm. So I think that would kind of be my next journey is just taking these processes from this gym and passing them on to the other gyms that I purchase.
100%. Like get everything just like figure it out to a T here mm-hmm. and then mm-hmm. replicating that. As exactly. long as we have the systems in place and like they make sense and they occur like without you spending every hour of the waking mm-hmm. day in the physical location, it will be realistic for you to go have a second location, mm-hmm. a third location.
Exactly.
I feel like most of the people that I've met before that have owned any times like have had more than one.
Yes. Yep. There's a bunch that are in my area already. There's a couple that are in town. There's one lady that owns one in Youngsville, North Carolina, but she owns like three in Texas and one in wow. South Carolina too. So normally when you come across an Anytime Fitness owner, they'd have four or five.
Sweet.
You know, so.
Well, that will be you next.
I'm hoping.
Mark, thank you for joining us on the roundtable today. And viewers, listeners, thanks guys for tuning in. Always hope that you had something that you took away from this. If you guys want to stay notified about future episodes, just hit like and subscribe. And if you want to join us for a future episode on the podcast or the roundtable, fill out the link in the description. We will be in touch with you soon. As always, until next time, Gym Lords out.
Thank you for listening to the podcast so far. Don't go anywhere. We still have another episode coming right up right after this word from one of our sponsors. The Gym Lords podcast is sponsored by Prestige Labs. Prestige Labs is the first and only nutritional supplements company built by gym owners for gym owners. Prestige Labs solves the problem that all gyms have experienced, the broken inventory model, low commissions, and even lower quality products. Prestige Labs provides 100% drop shipping, zero inventory, PhD formulated high quality supplements for you and your clients. The goal is simple, cover 100% of your rent while never sacrificing your integrity. To learn more or to become an affiliate of Prestige Labs for free, apply at affiliate.prestigelabs.com. That's affiliate.prestigelabs.com. Double your client results, double your income. You can head to affiliate.prestigelabs.com to become an affiliate for free. Now stick around for the rest of this episode.
Use coupon code GYMLORDS on PrestigeLabs.com for 20% off all future supplement orders.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of the Gym Lords podcast. I will be your host today. My name is JJ Hernandez. And joining us on the show today is a very special guest. It is the one and only Jess with Pivot Pole Studio out of the UK. Jess, what is going on? Happy Thursday. How are you feeling today?
Hey, JJ. I'm doing really well and can't believe it's September already. This year is flying by.
Agreed. Look, Jess, we are definitely excited to have you on today. And I think we're ready to definitely dive into the nitty gritty of what you have going on here with Pivot Pole Studio. But first, we want to give you the table here and go ahead and give the viewers a little perspective. So if you can, Jess, in your own words, how would you describe Pivot Pole Studio and what you folks do?
Oh, wow. Okay. Going in with the hard ones already. So Pivot Pole is kind of my little baby. I opened up in 2018, having managed another pole studio elsewhere for about 4 years. And I wanted to create a space that was inclusive and friendly and kind of in some ways went out of the norm of a regular fitness space. So a lot of the time you'll see people join gyms and fitness classes because they want to lose weight, they want to tone up, et cetera, et cetera. Whereas we kind of go from that perspective of you're absolutely fine the way that you are. And we want to help people build up the confidence in themselves as they are. And it's more kind of a mental health thing, I find, with Pivot, and more of a community. And anything else with body change, body image, just is a secondary thing.
Yeah. No, I love that. I think that's super important, right? Especially with gym intimidation, I think it's a real thing, right? And I think when you can have that comforting, right? You have that comforting surrounding where people can feel like this is I'd say a third home, right? Because you have home, work, and then you have the facility you go to like work out, right? And it's that third home. And if you can have that comfort from that community, I think that's huge. So I appreciate the explanation there, Jess. And I kind of want to start with just like the bare bones basics here of the business. I mean, let me ask you this, Jess, how many members or clients, if you regard them as clients, are you serving currently?
So we have a lot of people that sign up and don't as of yet go through with booking classes. And that's something I'm trying to navigate why. So we probably have about 2,000 people signed up on our booking site. But in terms of active members who are regularly booking classes, I would say we have at least about 100, maybe 120.
Gotcha. Yeah. And that's still great. I think obviously when you have at least 2,000 people in a pipeline that you can kind of work with, I think it's finding that reasoning as to why they're not booking is probably the only thing in between you and a lot more EFT or a lot more revenue to book classes. So I think that's great. And so I guess another question I'd like to always ask here, Jess, is, I mean, obviously you being a pole studio, I think it's very unique. And I think I always like to get this response here on what works best for you. So how have you been able to get new people interested in coming into Pivot Pole Studio?
That's a great question. I think I'm incredibly lucky with where I'm based. Edinburgh in Scotland is a university town, so we constantly have new people coming and going. And for the most part, our demographic is people of university age. However, we do have people that are younger and people that are older as well. I've never really had to promote my business in terms of business cards, flyers, things like that. We're a really small studio, which kind of goes back to your previous question of we only have about 150 active members because we don't have the space to keep up with the demand that we have currently. So we have about 100 people on wait lists every week, which is a great problem to have, but still a problem nonetheless. But I have found, circling back to your original question, that word of mouth really, really helps. And if you cultivate this really good client community and you put your main focus on your clients, then that is going to come back tenfold. We have a lot of just recommendations from friends. And yeah, we're really lucky in that respect.
Yeah. Well, I would say, I don't know if that's luck or if that's just you being good at what you're doing, right? I think when you're good at your fulfillment, I mean, honestly, because I think when you can provide a good service, right? And this is just from experience, but you provide a good service, people are going to talk positively about Pivot Pole Studio. And then in turn, it pays dividends, which is bringing referrals, right? And that's really exactly what it does. Because I mean, I can tell you, like, I mean, think about going into your studio and then it's like, wow, like, someone has never experienced that. They're like, whoa, you have to try this Pivot Pole Studio. It's awesome. You got to go see Jess. She's the best. Da, 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 da. And it's like at that point, and people do that every time. The first thing they do when they go to like an outing, in the social settings, they talk about either their now new fitness experience that they've done or some hobby they've started. I mean, and it's literally, that's how referrals are always started. I've seen it firsthand. So I think you're genuinely just good at what you do. So, but again, you can say a little bit of luck there as well. I'm not going to say you're wrong. I think obviously that's good too, but also you're in a good location. You're in a good location. So that's awesome stuff there, Jess. I think that's amazing. And congratulations to that.
Thank you.
And now what I will say here too, and I know this from experience, I mean, being a personal trainer and being I was a one man team. I'm not so sure if you're a one woman team here, but having anywhere upwards of 100 people coming into your studio and working with you is a lot. It's a lot to manage. So how do you manage that? How do you track these numbers or these metrics of, you know, how long someone's been a member for, if they're looking to cancel, if they just started, how do you track that?
Well, I use a great booking system called TeamUp. It pretty much covers all bases. I can see how many, you know, how long a client's been with us. I can actually, I've just realized recently, I can see how many classes someone has had with us, which has been a fun game we've been playing with students as they come in. I'm like, hey, it's your 300th class. Thanks so much for like being with us. And they all get really excited by that. And they come in like, what's my number this week, which is really cute. But also just in terms of keeping the business running, I am a one woman business. It's me doing pretty much everything from social media to getting back to emails to booking guest instructors in, as well as training and teaching myself. But I wouldn't be able to do all of that without my team. I've got two other instructors who are freelance and they are both absolutely fantastic, really good at portraying the business values and just keeping everything relatively uniform and wanting the best for the business too. And again, I couldn't be any luckier to have found a team that is like that and supports me in that way.
Yeah, no, I think that's amazing. I think that's awesome. The fact that you have that, because I guarantee you, right? I think a big thing that makes service great is conviction. And they probably believe in it just as much as you do, right? And they enjoy it just as much as you do. And I think it's such an important factor because I can see just from the way you talk about it with passion, you believe in it, you love it, and they're going to love it too. And they always have your back there. So I think that's amazing. And then also being a one woman team there, I mean, that's amazing in itself. I mean, 200 people plus, and I mean, and then even higher having those 2000 people who've been through the door. I mean, it's admirable. So that's awesome.
It's tiring.
Yeah, I'm telling you, got a gym owner, right? A business owner. And then I got add a superhero to that list too, because I don't know how you're doing it. So, but that's awesome stuff there, Jess. I really, really am. I mean, it's a great thing to see that you can be so successful as a one-woman team there. I mean, that's awesome. And so, going to ask a little bit of a longer-winded question here, but a good question in itself, a good way to kind of self-reflect here. Okay. If you need me to repeat anything, by all means, just let me know. But what we've been discussing this entire podcast, and what we use pretty predominantly throughout the fitness and gym industry here, are going to be three pillars of business, okay? It's going to be your lead generation, which is your marketing, getting people through the door. Your acquisition, which is your sales, right? Getting somebody interested to a paying client. And then your retention and ascension, which is keeping your clients longer, but getting them to buy more from you in that process. Mm-hmm. So Jess, of those three, where do you feel like you could improve the most?
Oh, do you know what? I feel, when we think about marketing, sales, and retention, there's always the potential to improve on all of them. I can see, just by hearing this question, I can see where I'm doing things well, but also can see where things can be improved. So for example, with retention, every month we run a 4-week intro to pole course. It's the only course we really run. The rest of our classes are drop-in, so people can have that flexibility to come and go as they please. And I just thought a course would be great for beginners because it keeps them coming every week for 4 weeks. It's consistent, which, as you know, for all fitness skills and hobbies, consistency is key. In terms of retention, we would tend to probably get around a third of people who come to the course staying on to do classes. which is fine. We always get great feedback, great reviews, lots of lovely emails from everyone. And I'm always open to feedback. I feel with retention, my issue lies with the fact that we are a really small space. So we only have 3 polls. And with that, we have 2 people per poll. So that's 6 people per class. And we're currently running classes 7 days a week, pretty much all the time. There's really nowhere else that we can add more classes. And I think a lot of the time, although I've put lots of things in place to try and give people more accessibility. So for example, we have a waitlist process, we have text notifications. A lot of the time people will look and see that we're fully booked for the next 6 weeks and we'll probably go, ah, well, I'll just not go again. Which is a shame. So I think if we were able to expand our space, that would really help with retention. In terms of sales, could you clarify?
Yeah. What you mean? So let's say I came in, right? And I'm like, hey, I want to get started. And so sales would essentially be going from being that interest, like, hey, I want to get started, to actually paying you and converting me into a paying client. That's what I mean by sales.
So generally, I find that quite easy. It's just like we're having now, a nice conversation. I am not into hard sales. If someone wants to come and do the class, great, amazing. I would rather have someone who naturally is gravitating towards wanting to try pole with us than really trying to push it. And that's more for kind of like for my emotional energy than anything else. I wouldn't want the kind of vibe of someone there in class being like, I'm not sure if I like this or not. I'm just here because she really pushed it. It's not my bag. Like, what's for you will come to you. But I think, again, this is going to be a common theme. In terms of sales, there's a huge disparity between people that want to join and the space that we have available. So I, every month, get so many emails of people saying, I really want to try pole. I've gone onto your website, but it looks fully booked until November. What can I do? And I'm like, well, I can put you on a wait list and you can join our newsletter because we'll be signing up for November courses very soon. Other than that, there's nothing really else I can do. So because of the limitations of our space, I do lose quite a lot of business that I would definitely get if we had more space.
Yeah. I mean, again, like you said earlier, and you alluded to it, I mean, it is a great problem to have, but it's still a problem within itself. But I think it's something that can be improved. I think, honestly, it's either the expansion, which you kind of understand that there, or, I mean, not even so sure if you can add any more polls in there, but I think there's obviously can't, right? Okay. So, but there's obviously something that has to happen in order, because you will, I mean, honestly, it's like, it's waiting at your doorstep and it's just a matter of like, okay, how are we going to do this? So I think you've got a good problem on your hands here, and it's just about which direction you want to go into. So not a lot of people have that. So again, congratulations for having that.
Thank you. I think sometimes I need reminding it's a good problem.
Exactly. I mean, I think we all do, right? And so I'm going to ask you 2 more questions here, just my 2 favorite questions, my last 2 questions as well. And so this first one I love, and I'm curious to see your response here. What's the bigger picture for you long-term? What are you trying to accomplish?
I think this answer comes as no surprise, a bigger space. So before the pandemic, it was definitely something that was on the forefront of my mind. When I opened the studio, I really didn't anticipate for it to be as popular as it was. I thought, yeah, this will be fine. I'll just run it a couple of days a week. It'll be a side hustle in conjunction with like my office job. And then suddenly I woke up one day and I quit my office job and I was just doing the studio. I was like, oh, all right. Well, this is what we do now. And then obviously the pandemic happened. We were incredibly, I know I keep saying the word lucky, because we cultivated that lovely community with our students. So online classes went on without a hitch and we survived, but all of my savings that I wanted to use towards a new space, gone. more debt incurred to keep the studio open. So currently I'm in a, what will hopefully be a short-term period of just trying to get back on track in terms of that. And then hopefully next year start looking for a new space. I have so many plans, so many things I want to get involved in with the community, but it all really does rely on having a bigger space.
I think you will accomplish that 100%. I think it's inevitable. I think you have everything you need to kind of execute there. It's just a matter of getting there. So great stuff there, Jess. And I have one more question for you. My favorite question of the day. You know, Jess, I know you started in 2018. So if you could go back to 2018 here to when you first started the studio, sit yourself down with the knowledge you know now and give yourself that one piece of advice you think you really needed to hear when you first started. What would that advice be for you?
Oh, wow. I'm having so many pieces of advice in my head right now. I've got to pick just one.
Oh. I'll give you two.
Okay, thank you. I'm so indecisive. Okay, number one would be don't be afraid to ask and receive help when it's offered. I'm very proud as a person, and I get people in love that made me comfortable. But just, you know, getting more help. For example, now media, I admit, my favorite thing to do. I teach and make people good about themselves. But kind of learning to stop my and give some personality. Second advice probably would be a bit more organized and knowledgeable about finances. So taxes. I have an degree, but it is a whole new language if you don't understand.
Jess, are you still there? I think we lost you for a second.
Hey, remember where we were before we lost each other?
Sorry, Jess. Yeah, it was breaking up a little bit. I got, honestly, it was, we were in the beginning stages and it started getting a little spotty.
Oh, I didn't know where to interrupt. Yeah. I can repeat the whole thing.
By all means.
So the two things I wish I had known, or the advice I would give myself now. And the first one being, being a bit more knowledgeable with finances, things like tax returns. I have an accountant who's absolutely fantastic, but I started off and still am a sole trader. We're now starting to think about registering for VAT and becoming a limited company. And if you don't understand the lingo, it's all very, very overwhelming. So I think sitting down and being a bit more organized with my tax returns, et cetera, would have been very nice. And the second thing that springs to mind is just giving myself the advice that it's okay to ask for help, and I don't have to be a one-woman business that does absolutely everything. And it's okay to trust people with other things. For example, social media. I'll be the first to admit it's not my favorite thing in the world to do. I much rather prefer teaching, but yeah, asking for help and bringing people on board that are more passionate about the things that I'm not passionate about, because that will sell my business much better.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%, 100%. Look, Jess, it is a good place to wrap things up on this episode. But before we sign out, please, I mean, shout out your Instagram, Facebook, website. Where can people find out more about you and the studio?
Absolutely. So on Instagram, you can find us at Pivot Pole Studio. You're also welcome to find me personally at Jessica Rose Pole. And our website is www.pivotpolestudio.co.uk.
There we go, Jess. We absolutely appreciate your time and contribution to the podcast. And I look forward to seeing what you can accomplish down the road. If you don't mind just sticking around for like 1 or 2 seconds, just so I can let you know how you're going to get the podcast, I'd appreciate it. I'm just going to sign everybody else out over here. Okay.
Thank you so much, JJ.
Awesome. And to everybody else who tuned in today, we appreciate you as well. Don't forget, if you want to be notified about future episodes, hit the like and subscribe button. And if you want to come in, join us and talk about your fitness business, click the link in the description, fill it out, and our team will be in touch with you very, very soon. And as always, till next time, Gym Lords out.
Thank you so much for listening. If you found this content valuable, here's 4 ways we can help you grow your gym for free. 1, grab a free copy of Alex Ramosi's best-selling book, Gym Launch Secrets, at alexsbook.com. 2, join our free Facebook group at alexsgroup.com. 3, if you're a gym owner, you can apply to be on the podcast by emailing us at podcast@gymlaunch.com. 4, leave us a 5-star review so we can gain access to more gym owners and bring those lessons back to you. And as always, tap that button and subscribe to this podcast for more.